Thanks for joining me for Glorious Living. I believe this program will encourage and inspire you to start living the glorious life that God came to give to you. Hello, I'm Kathy DuPlantis, and it's always a joy to welcome you and have my friend Christy with me.
Pastor Kathy, I love being with you each week to encourage everyone that they can live a glorious life in Jesus.
You know, not everybody realizes that that's what God really came to give us. That's why He sent His Son, Jesus, because God really does have had a good plan in the beginning.
Yes, He did.
The devil came and messed it up, but Jesus came, straightened it all out, and everybody that receives Him has the opportunity to live a glorious life. That's why we love sharing that good news.
I know, and I love that the Lord put that word on your heart all those years ago about glorious, because
yes,
it's so true, and people are realizing it all over the world. They're watching and they're taking that promise and they're running with it. And I have a great glorious story I want to share. It's so awesome. It says, I highly respect and love Jesse DuPlantis Ministries. I could not imagine life without you. You are a precious gift to the body of Christ and in my life. Thank you for everything you share. And I love that they said, precious gift to the body of Christ. I think, I mean, that's so true for over 50 years proclaiming the gospel.
I love that. It's so true. And I was just thinking too, that 50 years of doing this has not gotten old. It's still fresh. We still cherish every moment that we have, the opportunity we have to share with the world how wonderful Jesus is.
Yes.
And that's why we love it. And that's why I love all our partners too that help us to do what we do every single day. We're so many different platforms, so many different things that we're doing between church meetings,
yes,
all these social media podcasts, posts, the evangelistic meetings that we do. I mean,
yes,
there's really no limit to what God can do.
That's
so many lives that have been reached, so many people's Their lives have been changed and people have been reached because of the gospel. That's what we say. Reach your people.
Change your lives.
One soul at a time.
I love it so much.
Yes. And if you've been one of those one souls, we want to hear from you. We want to celebrate what all that God has done in your life. But, you know, and our partners help us do it. So we appreciate them.
It's so awesome.
If you're a partner, thank you so much. If you're not a partner, you can become one by using all the information that's on the screen. Just know that every seed that you sow goes in to help spread the glorious gospel, to tell people about how wonderful Jesus is.
And He is wonderful.
Amen.
We love Him.
Yeah, and today we have a very special program today. We're so happy that we can welcome back the Simply Put ladies back into Studio C. That's Tammy Pigeon and Carrie Peace. They're here today with us to give us an update on their most recent projects and to rejoice in all the glorious things that God has done in their lives. Welcome, Carrie and Tammy.
Yes,
thank you.
The Simply Put ladies.
Carrie and Tammy.
They're just so precious. And you know, if you're new to the program, just let you know that they designed it, well, decorated this
yes,
whole set for me and made it so beautiful and perfect. And when they come in for the programs, they kind of tweak a few things here and there.
Always working.
I don't want to say bad habit, but it's a habit.
It's a great habit. In fact, they're looking at this lamp. You know, the lamp here was perfect, except for the shade was turned the wrong way. They had a seam in the front. And ladies, you know, we don't want the seam in the back.
Right. Goes in the back.
So, but you know, the gift, the excellence that God, that you have in your lives mm-hmm, is just so wonderful. And we just love the name that God gave y'all for your company, mm-hmm, which is Simply Put. But Jesse has a different name for it.
Stay Put, he says. Stay Put Girls.
The Stay Put Girls.
So we're never leaving. Like we just said, you're stuck with us.
Well, y'all are such a big part of every conference and every event that we do here at the church. Since you launched your business, in fact, I kicked y'all out, right?
Yeah,
y'all
did.
Had told me about the dream, and I said, I'm going to be your first customer.
Yep.
I haven't been your last. I know you have a lot of other customers, but the vision and the dream that God put in your heart has flourished.
It sure has.
And every time I talk with you, I hear about a new idea, a new concept. Yeah, they're already talking about Christmas, things that they're thinking about.
Oh, Christmas. So
you
got to
be ahead.
You have to stay ahead. That's right.
I love it. And you were one of the first guests that we had on Glorious Living all those years ago, having you on the couch and just talking about how God placed it in your heart. And what always stuck out to me was you said back then, this is the right season and the right time.
Right.
So how has this season been of being the Simply Put ladies or the Stay Put ladies?
It's been interesting. It's been interesting. We just did a huge Easter wall for the church.
Oh, beautiful. That was your best yet.
I have to agree.
Uh-huh. It was so beautiful.
It's talk about being ready in season, out of season. So that wasn't our original wall. When we came in, we had a whole different plan to do. But we always bring extra. extra supplies with us. So we put the wall up, and Tammy's like, I'm not feeling it. I'm like, I'm not either.
Something's just not flowing.
So we kind of took the wall apart, and God was like, okay, God, help us. Like, give us this concept, idea. Come on. And we did, and with, as we placed and everything on the floor, we're like, okay, we got it.
I remember seeing carrots. There's
right.
even a little buddy on the side. Families could sit on that beautiful park bench that we have, the green, and just take family photos. It was a beautiful
moment. We took a ton. I mean, Sophia felt like she was in her own Easter land.
She did not want
to leave.
I don't, you know, and I saw a lot of people post pictures of, you know, their church pictures or even at a mall or whatever. Nothing came close to what we had
Thank
in Covenant.
You.
Okay, we got the best.
We got the simplest. Simply the best.
And evolved.
Simply put the best.
Well, you know, to take it all back, it's simply staying in the will of God.
Oh, I love that.
That's where it starts.
I love that. And not settling.
No, and we don't. And I have to say from the beginning, I think why we have been successful is because we really do have a heart to want to please God.
Yeah.
Right.
And whatever we do, we make sure that we stay in His will. We pray about it. Mm-hmm. We always pray about it. And we always have faith, because sometimes, like the Easter wall, the photo wall, things just don't flow.
Yeah.
But we keep saying, okay, He's going to give it to us. He's going to give it to us. Carrie's like, come on, let's get moving. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm moving.
So you expect.
We expect. And it's always in Ephesians 3:20 moment.
It's better than we thought,
right?
It totally was. And especially for the mother's wall that you created.
We're so excited about
for
that.
For a Mother's Day celebration, which was just recently.
It was so beautiful. I mean, and just to have the ladies walk in and have a place to gather to take photos with their mother, to honor the special ladies in their life. I mean, whether you're a biological mother, spiritual mother, you're with your family, your friends, it was a great time just to gather together at Covenant Church. And we love that, that there's an opportunity to do that. So
making
thank
a great
y'all.
Memory.
It was a great memory.
Well, it's wonderful for us to walk in and see everyone taking the pictures and the joy that it does bring them. They really, really enjoy it. So therefore, we're like, this is what we enjoy doing.
Exactly.
Just to see that smile on people's faces.
Yeah. It's making memories, you know, and it's so important that we have those photos to go back. It's a lot of the times I just go back in my camera roll. I have a lot of photos. I actually need more storage. It's kind of embarrassing right now. But I go back and look about those beautiful photos. And, you know, the last Easter with my father, he passed away. But I have the photo wall y'all did the previous Easter. And we're all together with my family. And so you're making an impact just, you know, decorating. And people might say, decorating for Jesus? Well, that's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing. Well, the Bible is filled with moments where they celebrated a moment. They celebrated a festival or a season. So it's good that you commemorate and you think about what God has done. And when you take the time to make it nice and precious for your family, they really appreciate it. You know, they may not everybody is gifted in that way. And so I think it's wonderful how God gives different gifts to different people. But when we all come together, everybody can enjoy the experience.
Right. I agree with that. Totally agree with that.
I love that. And, you know, we're gearing up for the next big experience, which is Visionary. Visionary will be coming up before you know it. I'm just looking forward to what God's going to do. We're going to make another great decoration, whether it be in the speaker room where our pastors and leaders come, and we get to visit with them just a little bit after service sometimes. And then also we create a photo wall in the foyer of the church. Mm-hmm. And so it's always beautiful what you do, because it makes people feel invited and welcomed and appreciated. Mm-hmm. It's that gift of hospitality.
Yes, it is.
Really, too.
It really
and a big
is.
Celebration this year for 50.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be
step it up.
Is this the 8 stars?
Am I going to have some gold? Am I going to have some gold in the house?
Everything's gold.
Yeah, you will.
I love my gold, you know. It's so beautiful.
We've
stepped up the sanctuary this year, where we have the beautiful velvet drapes. Those of you that are coming for Visionary will see this new look. We started it right after Glorious because it was, the walls needed painting. I said, instead of painting, let's do drapes.
It's beautiful.
And the whole background, and it softens it. It puts this whole elegance in there. And so I'm excited with think about how y'all gonna work this and blend that in.
We've been working on it.
Yeah, brainstorming, but we always start, we let God give us the vision.
Right.
Because we know it's gonna come from Him.
Yes.
And we write it down.
Right.
So I pull out my pad. We have a meeting. I pull out my pad.
So it's not a last minute, spur of the moment, seat of the pants, that kind of thing.
It can't be because, you know, God didn't do that with us.
This is good.
He planned out how He created the earth, right?
Amen.
And so that's how we feel. We feel like, you know what, we need to take our time. And sometimes a vision just rolls and we can tell when it's not the direction we're supposed to go in because we start getting, not flustered, but it's just not flowing.
Both so we take a, like
so you yeah. follow peace.
So we take peace. A step back and we're like, okay, God, we're going to step away. You got to give it to us. And he always does.
Man, so we plan early because we don't want to be chaotic and get into chaos. So I was like, okay, so in order to not get like that, avoid it. Plan early.
And we do.
So we do. Yes. So we probably started planning for Visionary November.
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Started
right.
planning.
So after we the just, last one, we start thinking ahead one, of the other.
We really
Because you're
do.
Busy ladies. You have other things that are going on in your life. You have a lot of involvement with dancing. You train
Correct.
Young girls
That's
to dance.
Awesome.
And y'all do competition that takes up a lot of your life. And you have other businesses as well you do together. Of course, you have families and households and children. So there's a lot going
Ooh,
on. And
simply busy.
It's your passion.
It's such a passion, though.
We love doing that. Very fulfilling.
It's inspirational because I can think of there's moments in my life. Well, you know, raising a toddler right now, I'm simply everywhere. That should be my everything, simply everywhere. But when I think about how you strategically do everything, every detail, it's so inspiring because people can tend to get so overwhelmed. They throw their hands up and they say, you know what, forget about it. I'm not even trying. But you overcome that. And in the beginning, was it easy? Did you find like you both had a chemistry from the get-go to where it was like, this is going to work, you know? Not a lot of people can work together and stay friends and all that.
Well, it's in us both. It's the vision was in us, everything was in us, but the timing was off.
And it's a divine connection.
It was definitely a divine connection,
which God does bring you divine connections.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he's really connected all of us. Right. It's a divine connection.
And then it came to that moment when you said, okay, although the dream starts in seed form, I often say, but there comes a time when you connect with people, you share your vision. It's important that you get around people that will use their faith voice to help you to get where
Amen.
You need to go.
That's right.
It's our theme for this year. But there becomes a moment when the thought and the process happens, but this is it. It's time.
Right.
And I sensed it. Mm-hmm. And if you weren't already sensing it, even though I said it, it wouldn't have been the right timing, but I think it just clicked. And I think the first thing you did was the
Valentine's
Waltz for the church.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple's
banquet.
And that was the very first one. And I was planning to pay y'all and be generous, of course, but y'all sowed that seed. Wow. You said, no, this is our first one. It's like a first fruits offering to the Lord.
That's beautiful.
And they gave. You gave all that time and expense into doing that. And I just that was a great way to begin something, and I've seen how you've flourished, and it's all because of that heart to give.
And then a precious member of our church that night sowed into us and gave us an offering. Someone is sowing into your business, and their business has completely taken off.
Yes, and she immediately said,
"I'm sowing tonight into your business," and she gave us cash in hand, cash in, like immediately, and she's in her family business has completely taken off. So.
See how awesome that is. I love Covenant Church because everybody listening to Jesse Duplantis Ministries, whether you're here local or you're watching from all of the teachings, you're inspired to be a giver. I mean, both of you, boss and yourself, are so thoughtful, so giving, so generous. And that's what God honors. Mm-hmm. He honors that. And I love that you just said that then her business took off. It's like a chain reaction of blessings.
That's what we're taught here.
Uh-huh. Well, I was just going to say that.
Taught,
I mean, we sit under a phenomenal teaching.
Yeah.
We are so inspired. We are taught the true word of God.
Amen.
I was thinking about that this morning, about how long we've been members of Covenant Church. And I said, I kind of laughed. And I said, membership has its privileges. Because we really are.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have taken what we have been taught. We have great examples, great leaders, mm-hmm. great friends who we know, we've been with them for a long time. And we know the true Jesse and Kathy. And they definitely live the life that they preach.
Amen. I agree.
And it has been an inspiration. Mm-hmm. And we knew that the center of our business was going to be God. Mm-hmm. And he has taken it to the next level because we find some of our design work now. He's taken us to the next level. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like you say, you have to step out. I don't want to use the word scary, but you're thinking, how are we up? Carrie will say, I'll say, I have this idea, blah, blah. And she'll say, how are we going to do it? I said, don't ask me how we're going to do it yet.
We don't even make a phone call to Mr. Richie.
I'm like, I don't know how we're going to do it yet.
But it always works.
Right? It does. And y'all may not realize, but both Tammy and Carrie, their husbands too as well, they're elders in our church. Yeah. So we've known them for so many years and we're good friends. In fact, we celebrate each other's birthdays together, probably our closest friends in the world. Mm-hmm. But I love seeing them flourish and prosper in what they do. And you know, they're not lazy, sit back, just do nothing. Exactly. And they're constantly growing their faith. And it's an inspiration. That's why I wanted them to be on the program today. I believe that God is inspiring you to step out of your comfort zone. There's a great vision and a plan of your life. Maybe it's been lying dormant, mm-hmm. but God has caused you to watch today, but to breathe life into that precious dream. You know, it is bigger than you. The dream they had in the beginning was bigger than them, mm-hmm. but it all just takes taking that first step and trusting God and trusting Him to give you the ideas, to bring the people to you, to bring the resources, and all of it, He gets the glory for it because He started the vision. He wants us all to be creative, to do what He's... All of us have a specialty, something we can do, and we need people all behind the scenes. Like when you come in, our whole ministry team swings into action.
That's right.
We have the maintenance, the housekeeping, art department works together with Him in some areas, promotion. So it's a team effort, but we're glad that y'all come with your inspiration.
Yeah.
And sweat too, y'all. Y'all put the hours in. They're down there on their knees, tying ribbons and bows. And then they bring their husband, Richie. Greg in. He has to haul in some delivery things.
It is a team effort, mm-hmm. for sure. But it's a good team effort, right?
Right. A lot of times, too, I think people think, oh, I don't know what I'm called to do. Yeah. And I always go back to the desire in your heart. If that little desire in your heart, that's God putting that in your heart, because that's really what you're called to do. And it's not your desire, it's His desire. Yes. And you just go and be follow Lee with that, that there's a little desire. It could be a little something.
But sometimes it's what you're good at. Sometimes the gift He gave you that you don't realize is really your calling.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And that's your happy place.
Absolutely.
Because I can see that y'all are happy doing the work. I mean,
love
it's physically hard. I'm not down on the floor with y'all, but I'm looking.
I'm taking the photos after.
But I can tell that it's truly a joy. And that's how it should be. When God gives you something to do, it doesn't become work. It becomes a pleasure.
Right. Yeah.
It becomes a fulfillment. Mm-hmm. So y'all are inspirational.
Like a calling as well. It is, yeah.
And we definitely want people to feel heaven on earth, if that's the right word. Mm-hmm. Carrie and I say we'll do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. We will do whatever it takes, and we both know that. We're truly committed because we know it is from God.
Yes.
And we want people to experience just a little taste of heaven.
Right.
And why not at Covenant Church or Justin Duplantis Ministries?
Right? I love it. And, you know, why not your own home, too? And I know I love when you've talked about before just finding those treasures in your home, making your home a sanctuary and a place of peace. I know we just got through celebrating mamas, and I know mamas can get a little overwhelmed sometimes with their houses being chaotic. Do you have any tips? I know spring cleaning, too. Spring cleaning, organizing. Do you have any tips for that? Because I know a lot of people are saying, man, I want to feel that same presence of God that I feel in the sanctuary when I walk in my door, my front door when I walk
in your front door.
Make a list. Make a list and do the small things first.
Really?
Do you feel accomplished?
Okay,
first. And then go to the bigger things.
Yeah. So take it
just as if it's
steps.
One thing. You're right. One little closet. Mm-hmm. Organize that. We don't do a big job first. So a little job first.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But it's what's important to you in your home, because what's important to you may not be important to her.
Exactly.
And I've learned that. You know, I want to walk in my front door and I just want to exhale and just like feel the love of God. So I've started pulling things out that are just special to me. And everywhere I sit and everywhere I look, I see those things. And the other things now I know to get rid of.
That's right.
I'm a big purger.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes you got to.
What do you do with it?
It depends, huh?
That's my challenge.
She purges more in the wardrobe, mm-hmm. and I purge more with things. But I just either pass them on to someone, mm-hmm. or sometimes I do, you know, like I'll say, put it, I'm like, let me save this in the attic for someone.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I feel like if I don't really want to use it anymore, maybe that's God telling me to have something bigger in store for you.
Share it with someone else.
Share it with someone else.
It becomes someone else's treasure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because you have great treasures.
A lot of them are here in this room.
You have great treasures.
And I look at them and I remember them, and some of them like this I don't know if they could see it, but if they the camera this way, there's things around this wall that just touch my heart when I remember what happened and how they came, like a painting, a woman that was came to a visionary conference, painted something for me.
Yes.
And it's like an egret with the beautiful swirly colors.
It's beautiful.
And it's beautiful. And they put it in. Then something Mary gave me that has up there on the wall with the angel.
Yes.
I mean, and I just see precious, precious things all around me. And the fact that God wants us to enjoy this. He created these things for us to enjoy, but it brings a peace to my heart. But it also, I believe it helps you. Because I think this beautiful set has attracted some people to watch that maybe wouldn't have watched before.
Definitely.
Everything has a story in here.
Yes.
So that's what you said when you were ready to add to it. Because I had some things that I did myself, but I said it was not, it was sort of empty. I knew it needed more because I believe that more is more.
You know how they say less is more?
More is more. I like that.
It's so good.
But it kind of goes back to what you said, like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I make lists, like Carrie said. I'm a list. And this person, I write my stuff down. Sometimes I put too many tasks on the list.
It becomes overwhelming in a bad way.
It becomes overwhelming, and you really can't do that. But think about, like she said, small steps, how good you feel and how it accelerates you. Just like if you're losing weight, you lose 2 pounds, that's gonna make you wanna lose 4 pounds. It's the same process.
You have to bring that up.
I know. I was like, we gotta make a list of what to eat at the grocery.
I shouldn't have ate that chocolate.
Yes, I should have.
But it's so true. But and all those little steps of obedience. And I think that's what it comes down to with everything in our Christian walk and journey is, are you listening to the voice of God? Are you being obedient? Are you stepping into your yes in the moment He wants you to step
into? What season are you in?
Which season are you?
Because you're in a different season than we're in.
Oh, I sure am. Yeah, right. It's tough. But the thing is when you take that pause and you think, Lord, I know the breakthrough's coming. I'm going to do what you tell me to do at this time, the way you want me to do it. He leads every step. He guides you.
Right.
And He brings comfort because that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit when He comes to bring that comfort.
One of my friends told me the other day, she said, don't forget the rocking chair moments. We all skip the rocking chair moments because we don't take the time to sit. And it is true to sit and enjoy.
And to be
even the peace of God.
Yeah, and it just thought of this when you were saying about taking a pause, because I know a lot of people have those moments of frustration and exasperation even, being overwhelmed by situations in life. But that's when you should take that pause, find that rocking chair, and just meditate and think about, just let Him speak to you. Don't do all the talking. Let Him speak to you and show you the step out of that depression. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people battle with that. Step out of that way of frustration. God wants to, when you have that quiet time before Him, He can really speak to you and give you, and He won't pour all the answers at once. It's going to be a step at a time. Mm-hmm. And so if you take that one first step, He's going to give you the next.
Patience.
Mm-hmm. Patience.
Because want the answer now. We don't want to take the steps. We want the end result.
And I love your name of your business, Simply, is the first part. I mean, it started with Simply Put because you came in here and did organizational things. You organized the drawer where we put the spoons and forks because a lot of people in the kitchen, at the church, everything got chaos. Where are the mints? Where is everything? And it's so beautifully and organized. And so in different areas in the attics and everything around here, find out because we had a lot of treasures we didn't know about. But you do this in homes. You've organized closets. Kind of started with Simply Put. And then you had Simply Believe. Right?
Simply
and
bridal.
So that was simply what?
Bridal.
Yeah, I just saw a picture on your Instagram. I was stalking y'all the other day on Instagram. And it was a beautiful thing that you did for a bride. And I think it was just the details. It was like a pearl hanger with this beautiful Simply Bridal. It was a sweatshirt on there.
We did Simply Married, Simply Engaged.
Simply Married. And I love that it's the thoughtfulness and the moment, the special moment.
Special moment for them.
That could be, I mean, bridezilla is a term because it's real.
For real.
It's real. Yeah. So they need to simply take a breath and enjoy that moment. And so you're even bringing a calm, and the Holy Spirit's working through all of the things you're doing.
Thank you.
In there, whatever season of life they're stepping in.
And we actually got that vision when we had gone with you to the women's conference.
Oh, really?
Remember we went to the women's conference? It was snowing outside.
Oh, the one in Colorado Springs.
Yes, and she went downstairs and got us coffee. Didn't you go get us coffee? Mm-hmm. she came back up and it just evolved.
Wow.
The Simply Bridal line.
Yeah. And you were surrounded at that moment with mm-hmm. faith. You were inundated with faith at that conference. And that's when things start coming out. So I just encourage people who you dream, you feel like you're giving up, you don't know what next step to take, get surrounded with women like this. I love being around you guys. It ignites something in me to keep going and keep believing. So.
And I know that every time we've had guests at the church, they come for the Glorious Conference, of course.
Yes.
That's a powerful time in the spring. And in the summer, we have the Visionary Conference. And then I go to their conferences. Maybe I'm the guest speaker, or I just happen to see a post of something that they did, and I can see that y'all have influenced them. They now come here, and they have learned. And I think that's the best compliment.
I agree. Yeah.
I say, oh, I see they're doing something that our girls did.
Yeah.
Our Simply Put ladies did while they were here.
And it
inspires
too.
Them to go to the next level. In fact, I've heard them some come for that very reason. We want to learn how to do a conference at our church, and they've learned from what we do. And we always get this compliment that they say, y'all do everything with excellence.
Oh, yeah.
Which always touches my heart. And we always get comments from people who come to our conferences, how they feel loved and accepted and appreciated mm-hmm. by the whole team of the people that work at Jesse Plenish Ministries or serve or our church people.
Yeah.
So and y'all are the hosts back there of those ministers that come in the back that we minister to.
It's so important. And so if you haven't experienced it for yourself, the simple hospitality, the awesomeness, you have to make plans to come to Visionary.
That's right. Yeah. We'll be here before you know it. It's in July. The details will be on there. We'll be promoting more of that in the month of June. We're going to really push it hard on Glorious Living. But I know y'all are already getting ready with the ideas.
Yes.
Can't wait. It's always a great time. Mm-hmm. God gives Jesse such special messages, but the people that come expect it all of us come together. It's like a heaven on earth experience.
It really is. It really is.
And it does actually step up. By the time you leave, mm-hmm. your faith has exploded and your vision is ready to take off. So it is very encouraging for mm-hmm. everyone that attends. So I would definitely recommend that. And just go back to the basic, what I said earlier, just simply stay put in the will of God.
That's a good, that sounds like a good
wrong.
Title.
Yeah.
I think it's a little shirt.
Oh, wow. There
so
you go.
Already got the creative juices going.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And I know that people are excited and expectant, and they can't wait to see what you're going to do next. I know I'm one of those people. I'm always excited to see what's this going to look like. What selfies can I take at this wall? And so we love you guys so much.
I love
your walls. Thank you. I'm always taking pictures.
And we love doing them.
Yep, they're right.
And Mother's Day was great. Like, we were really thrilled with our Mother's Day wall.
Me too. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Unforgettable.
We wanted it
unforgettable.
Elegant for the moms.
I like that. Because moms are unforgettable, right?
Yeah, that's right. They're
yeah,
wonderful.
We're going to celebrate moms all year. Why not?
Exactly.
Why
don't
we get one day?
I know.
Some people get a month.
We
get let's always honor our moms.
That's so good.
It's a good thing. And I thank y'all for coming today.
Well, thank
y'all wonderful
for
women,
us
wonderful
again.
Mothers.
Thank
wonderful
you.
Friends.
Yeah, we love
thank
y'all
you.
So much, really.
Thank you. We love both of you.
Always love it when you come back, and we're going to come back and tell us a little more about Visionary maybe after the conference and step back in and show us the back behind the scenes stuff, which is the fun part.
That is always fun. Always fun.
Interesting.
It's and
always
interesting.
A blessing when y'all join us here
thank you so much.
Studio C.
Yeah, we
thank
love you.
You
so much. Thank you for all you
thank
do
you
for the kingdom.
Thank you.
You're great.
As
thank
always.
You.
It's always fun. And thank you so much for being with me today in Studio C with my friends. Appreciate y'all. I hope you'll join me right here back in Studio C next week. God bless. Have a fabulous week.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.